from KQED.
From KQED Public Radio in San Francisco, I'm Michael Krasny. Coming up on Forum this morning, at least 300 homes are threatened by a growing wildfire in California's Santa Cruz Mountains. We'll update you on that fire, as well as one in Sonoma County outside Petaluma. Then at 9:15, we shift our focus to the Middle East. First, we remember former Israeli President and Prime Minister Shimon Peres, who died yesterday. Then we get an update on the 5-year civil war in Syria and calls for the United States to take on a bigger role. Join us for Forum next, after this. From KQED Public Radio in San Francisco, I'm Michael Krasny, and I welcome you to this morning's Forum program. This week's high temperatures have done nothing to help firefighters battling wildfires across California. On Sunday, the Sawmill Fire broke out just east of Cloverdale, and on Monday, the Loma Fire started in the Santa Cruz Mountains. That's in addition to the Sobranos Fire in Monterey County, which is now the most expensive blaze in American history, with costs exceeding $200 million. We're going to get an update on the state's fires and containment efforts. And before we do that, I want to invite listeners who are in those areas, who are experiencing the fires or have indeed experienced the fires, to let us know what you have gone through, or let us know what you've observed. And let me give out the phone number so you can do that. Our toll-free number is 866-733-6786. And again, you can join us and let us know what you've seen and what you've experienced. 866-733-6786. You can also email us at our email address, which is forum@kqed.org, or tweet us. Our Twitter handle is @KQEDForum. Meantime, let me welcome Scott McLean, who is over at the base camp of the Loma Fire in the Santa Cruz Mountains. He's Battalion Chief and North Region Public Information Officer for CAL FIRE. Welcome, Scott McLean. Do we have Scott McLean?
Yes, you do. Can you hear me?
Oh, there you go. Okay. I couldn't hear you for a moment there, Scott. Good to have you aboard. Let me also welcome Beth Willen, who is a reporter for KQED's Silicon Valley News Desk. She's been covering the Loma Fire, and she's off Summit Road near the Loma Fire. And good to have you with us, Beth.
Thank you, Michael.
So let me begin, Scott McLean, with you, and let's just get a picture of these two fires from you. The Loma Fire, as of yesterday, was about 5% contained. Now it's 10%. Sawmill were doing better with, they were at about 55. Now it's gone up to 85. But a lot of acres have burned in both places. You got 2,250 in the Loma Fire and 1,500 in the Sawmill Fire. I want to just get an update on both, if I can, from you. What's being done and how things look. We having a problem with this connection? Scott, I'm not hearing you.
Can you hear me now?
Okay, I can. Yeah, but you weren't coming in before. Go ahead. Just update us if you could.
I was on the Sawmill Fire when it was taking place earlier in the week. And that 1,500 acres that burned in one afternoon, to give you an idea of the veracity of these fires. And yes, as of this morning, it's 85% contained. And pretty much when I left that same day, it was looking really good. So the troops have got a good handle on that fire. In reference to the Loma Fire, we went with 2,250 acres. It's probably going to be a little bit more later on today, and 10% containment. As you can imagine, this fire is burning in some very steep and rugged terrain. The fuels, such as the brush, the trees, and the grasses in this area haven't burned for years. It's very thick and very, very, very dry. 5 years of drought, and realistically, we've had a longer period of drought that has taken all this moisture from these products and made them so susceptible to fire. It's one example. We have what's called an ignition component, one of our tools we use. If you take 100 matchsticks, light them, throw them out in the grass, and we kind of gauge it. If 20 match heads start a fire, not so bad. If 90 or more, extreme. And that's what we've been looking at all summer, is just the susceptibility of these fuels to fire and to promote this fire so fast. A lot of our fires are what we call fuel and topography driven, where it's just the dryness of the vegetation and the steep rugged terrain just promotes these fire to expand exponentially. For example, Rocky Fire last year, no wind, no weather on it, 20,000 acres in just a few hours.
Yeah, these California wildfires, I mean, they've been far more exceeding anything we've seen in other states. And in fact, we've got to add now the Marshes Fire near Don Pedro Reservoir in Tuolumne County, which has gone over about 1,000 acres burned and is only 30% contained. I'm also concerned, as many are, about the fact that this is costing taxpayers so much. Not to mention, obviously, the devastation and the terrible consequences of these fires, but half the Forest Service budget is gone.
Yeah, I cannot speak to the Forest Service budget, but yes, you are correct. It takes we are using a lot of resources as far as CAL FIRE. The governor has given us enough money to hire approximately over 400 firefighters this year just to get a handle on these situations, which we've done a pretty good job, if you think about it. 95% of the wildland fires in the state of California that are in CAL FIRE's jurisdiction are kept at 10 acres or less.
And the Sawmill Fire is still under investigation. What about the Loma Fire?
Loma Fire is definitely under investigation. There's a lot of stories out there, but we need to be definitive as to the cause, and that's what we're doing right now. We, as far as CAL FIRE, we have our own law enforcement branch and investigators. And just for an example, and this not being an arson case, but we've brought to court half a dozen individuals in the last 6 months. So we're very diligent, very aggressive. We will continue to do so.
Let me go to Beth Willen. Beth, what are you seeing down there now?
Well, I'm seeing a lot of smoke in the air right now. This is extreme fire behavior at the Loma Fire. When it started on Monday, CAL FIRE was saying 300-foot flames were rising up in the air that you could see even from the KQED building in downtown San Jose. And then this morning, even though there's an inversion layer, there was earlier this morning, and some moisture on the Santa Cruz County side, it's still very dry here on the Santa Clara County side, and some of the areas are still burning over.
And here's Stacy Adams, who was evacuated from her home off Summit Road, where Beth Willen is now in the Santa Cruz Mountains, firefighters battling the Loma Fire.
I mean, it's chaotic. You don't know what's happening, you know, so you don't know what you're going home to, but it's, you know, you deal with it every day, and you kind of just hope that your structure is still standing.
I think she's speaking for a lot of people, isn't she, Beth?
Absolutely. There's a lot of upheaval up here. Hundreds of people have been evacuated. Others are staying. As you know, Michael, the people who live up here in the Santa Cruz Mountains, for the most part, are fiercely independent, and they're conditioned to disasters. They've gone through many fires, four since 2002, mudslides, the Loma Prieta earthquake, and they have a saying up here that only fools and pilgrims second-guess Mother Nature, so nobody takes anything for granted. Still, it's never easy to not know what you're going to be going home to. And the woman you just heard from, Stacy, she was on her way to work. She's a teacher in Santa Clara. She's dealing with three children and having to stay with relatives. So there's just a lot of upheaval. There are three evacuation centers around the counties, but a lot of people aren't using them. They're either staying with relatives or they're staying in their homes, especially on the Santa Clara side, along Summit Road, to keep an eye on things.
And we just heard today there was a 3.2 earthquake in San Jose to add to everything.
I know. I was thinking I'm waiting for the locusts to land and when the mudslides will start. It's just one thing after another.
Earth fire, what we need is water. But Beth, thank you. And thank you, Scott McClain. And we've been talking with Beth Willen, reporter for KQED Silicon Valley News Desk, who has been covering the Loma Fire, and Scott McClain, the battalion chief and North Region public information officer for CAL FIRE. Up next, we're going to talk about the life and legacy of former Israeli Prime Minister and President Shimon Peres.